Shots Castlandia, Flame here again. This time I am joined by the very lovely S. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited to learn all about archiving because I know absolutely nothing. But first, we're going to start the way we start always, and I want to know your fandom origin story.
You know, it's not super interesting. I'm actually kind of a fandom baby.
Ooh.
So I guess in relatively speaking. So I joined Tumblr at the behest of my friend for nothing to do with fandom. There were some art pieces she wanted to show me, said, hey, get a Tumblr because you have to be logged in to see this particular person's Tumblr. And so I did. And somehow Tumblr recommended to me a weird Sherlock fanfic. And I read it because I was awake and I did. And I was like, oh my gosh. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. People write fan fiction or write things about what should have happened. And it's so much better than what the writers of the actual show are doing because you guys, they're awful and they're doing awful things to these characters that I love and I want them to stop. So I read this thing. I was like, this is great, but my very favorite character in all of, you know, media is Tony Stark / Iron Man. Does he have anything?
Oh, child.
I know. And so I asked my friend and she's like, well, I'm more of a Bucky Steve kind of girl, but you know, Steve and Tony is a thing. And I was like, wait, that's a thing? People write this? And she's like, oh, honey, archive of our own. And that was probably 3 years ago. So, it wasn't a long time ago in the history of fandom. And then I discovered the archive. And the first fiction I read was by Sci-Fi Girl 47. It was like the 4 or 5 reasons for kidnapping Tony Stark.
That's a lot of people's gateway drug, that fic.
Right. And it was just, it's like when you're a vegetarian and you have your first piece of bacon and you're like, eh, it's over.
That's it.
Leads more hardcore things like steak. This totally led to me trolling that Steve Tony tag for hours in the middle of the night when admittedly I should have been sleeping.
What is sleep when there is Stony to be had?
Exactly.
Yeah. So then how long until you started kind of moving from reading to being a more active presence?
You know, I still don't really consider myself an active presence, but
okay.
It's maybe 9 months after I read my first Stony fic and I was following, you know, the big names, you know, Copper Badge, Psy, Saber, all of those, you know, the big ones. Discovered Ferret too as part of my kind of trolling for the big names and the really good fics. And I had read something and it had a very specific detail in it. And I could not find that fic because when I first started reading on AO3, I didn't have an account. Didn't really understand, was still trying to figure out Tumblr in general. And when you haven't used Tumblr, it's super confusing.
Yeah, I firmly believe that Tumblr does its best on a regular basis to make sure none of us ever know how to use it.
Exactly.
So that we are always dependent upon spending more time on it to try to figure it out. I think they have us in a giant, like, mental circle jerk. Because
I feel like it's one of those things where there's some sort of evil scientist behind it. And they're like, just how much can we change this before they rage quit and they still haven't hit it?
Oh,
and so they're
God.
Just getting more and more like aggressive with the changes and the weird stuff.
I loathe Tumblr and yet I'm still on it because that's where fandom is. Not as much anymore, I know, but that's where fandom is. And sometimes people retweet my stuff and I'm like, oh, I'm popular. And I can't give that up, but like, Jesus hell, I hate it. Anyway.
No, I feel the same way. I have this weird anonymity thing going on, though.
Mm.
Nobody knows. I think there are 3 or 4 people who know what my real Tumblr is. So,
wow.
So there are, I've had people message the Finding Stony inbox. Like, I figured out who you are. This is you. No, not even close.
That's amazing. You're like the stealth. You're like stealthy Stony. That's amazing.
Yeah, it just I like it that way. It's my regular Tumblr isn't terribly active. I think people would be really disappointed. I'm literally nobody.
That's not true.
Well, everybody seems to think that I'm secretly one of the big names, that one of one of the well-known Stony, or one of the very active people, or the people who are active in the Discord server, or someone who's active in writing. I've written one fic. It's under a completely different name, and I don't think anybody knows.
Fascinating.
So
what led you to create Finding Stony then? Was that you couldn't find that one fic because of that detail?
Yep, it was that one tiny fic and that one detail, and I had seen someone had written into, I believe it was Copper Badge, and said, "Hey Sam, I'm looking for this fic and I can't remember the name of it, but you have this really big readership. Someone has to know it." And he had come back and said, "You know, I don't know who it is. And, you know, I really can't do a lot of these reblogging things," because he'd get hundreds of those requests. And he knew that. And I was like, "Listen, if I could find a following, if more than my like 15 followers on my main Tumblr could see this message, you know, maybe someone would know what we're looking for." And so I created Finding Stony, and that was, I want to say March of 2018. So I had, like I said, I hadn't been in fandom more than 9 months. It hadn't been even a year when I created it. And I wrote this kind of rules of the road for it. I, you know, put it out there. I tagged it with every fandom related and Stony related tag that I could think of. And at the time I thought, man, wouldn't it be great if I could get 50 followers? Wouldn't that be awesome? And I woke up the next morning and I had, I think, 15 or 20 followers. And I was like, this is awesome. And I got my first request, and it just happened to be something that I knew, just out of luck. And like I said, hadn't been reading Stony fic for very long, just happened to be something that I knew. Reblogged it. That person who had sent in the request reblogged, "Hey, look at this, it worked." And suddenly I had 100 followers. And maybe a week later, someone wrote another request into, I think, Sam again, and said, "Hey, do you know that this is a thing? Like, someone created this blog that, if you don't know the Stony fic you're looking for, they can help you find it." And he wrote a post about it, or said something about it, and it, you know, tagged us in it and said, "Hey guys, I don't know a lot about this, but apparently this is a thing that exists." And then all bets were off. And I believe he calls it Loch Nessing when, you know, he reblogs something and suddenly you've got followers because of the shape of your follower count on Tumblr. And I think within a month we had 500 followers, and I thought that was insane. And I think we're up to almost 5,000 now, just over 2 years later.
Wow. So you switched from using the pronoun I to the pronoun we. Is it more than you at this point staffing this thing?
It is. So for the first just about year, it was just me. And then I want to say when Infinity War came out, probably after that, one of the large Marvel movies came out, and suddenly everybody was like looking for Stony, and I got a ton of followers, and suddenly we were went from getting maybe a dozen requests a week to getting that in a day.
Oof.
And I was overwhelmed. And I don't know if people understand the kind of, it doesn't look like a lot of thought or work goes into it when you look at the blog, but it does take time. I am a semi-functional adult with real adulty things that are required of me. I still have to work and all of that. And apparently sleep, even though we have considered, or we've already established that it's not actually a thing, it's a thing that apparently my doctor thinks I should have.
Pesky health. So right? Frustrating.
I don't understand. And so it just became overwhelming. Things were getting backed up. People were being nasty about it. And
crying out loud.
It's one of those things where you could turn off anonymous messaging, but that would really, we've prided ourselves on making sure that people even looking for, you know, those dead doves can still come to us and say, hey, I know this kind of thing that people would normally find squicky. I'm embarrassed to admit that I want to find it and read it again. We want them to have that venue to still be able to find that thing. No judgment here. So I put out the call and I said, hey, I need help. Previous to this, Bucky the Ducky had been helping me kind of behind the scenes and said, hey, will you step up and help me? And she was like, yes, I can help. And I put out the call again and said, I need more help. And that's when Ferret came around. And I had been a big fan of Ferret before this. And she has so much experience in running everything, as you know. Like, is there anything Ferret has not done or cannot do? I don't think so. So when she came in and she said, hey, I've got all this experience running, you know, Marvel Trump's hate, all of these kind of like writing things. She's so organized. And I was like, I need that in my life. So I asked Ferret to join the team too. And so the three of us were working on it for probably 6 months, 7 months before we realized, hey, we need someone else. We brought in Ashes 0909, and she's been helping us since then. So really, we all go in on certain days of the week. And when we do things like giveaways and things, Bucky is great about doing, you know, kind of that behind the scenes spreadsheets. Ferret is amazing at advertising and knows half of the fix on AO3, except for her own, weirdly enough.
My God, she has the memory of a goldfish for her own fix. It's really, exactly. Truly something magical.
I am always in awe of her lack of, yes, that's mine. She posts her own stuff sometimes and it comes back, hey, this is Ferret, and it's tagged as Ferret is the one who put the request out there. Funny. And you know, we've gotten to the point where it's a pretty well-oiled machine. We each spend about, you know, it varies from half an hour to about an hour a day if we're in kind of like a regular season. After Endgame, all bets were off.
Oh God, I can only imagine. Endgame must have been, whew.
It was definitely an experience, but we do try to keep the posting to about 5 or 6 a day. We don't want to overwhelm anybody's dashboard. So we try to keep it at kind of a low level. So sometimes the wait times are a little bit long, but we just ask people to be patient about that.
And I mean, so is it just a lot of Googling?
It's, you know, it's Googling. We've gotten really clever about how we've gotten creative, I should say, about how we try to find these things. So it's a lot of like, Googling, it's a lot of AO3 using the search tools that are available. And if it's something that we just don't know and we can't find, or it's something in the back of our head and we can't find, a lot of things aren't really well tagged. There's a lot of sorting the filters and tagging and things. And if we can't find it, then we end up just posting it saying, hey, you know, here's a request that we got from one of our followers. If you recognize it, send us an ask. And we're very clear about needing an ask as opposed to a message, because it's just a nightmare to try to keep track of reblogs and messages and, you know, comments and things like that. So the mechanism by which we find these isn't always super complicated. Sometimes we just have to search our own blog for keywords, which is something that we ask people to do before they send us a message or an ask about a request. Doesn't always work that way. Totally fine. We understand that Tumblr kind of limits us sometimes as far as how well you can search blogs and things. So we just ask that people do a preliminary search. And half the time we find them just by searching our own blog, doing a quick search on the archive. So we do, you know, the Steve Tony tag, throw in, you know, in that part at the bottom, it says search within results is the best friend of anybody looking for something specific.
Oh, so wait, pause there, because people, mm-hmm. I think one of the things with AO3 is that it's learning their advanced search features are not quite as intuitive as they could be. So that box, is it, how do people find that? Is that in the advanced search? Like,
so the way that I do it, and I'm not saying that the way that I do it is even remotely the right way to do it, is I do a quick search. I do, you know, the quick Steve Tony search. And then over on the right-hand side where you have, like, you know, the sort and filter feature,
mm-hmm.
I actually just go down, you know, make sure that I'm, if I know for a fact that they've said that there's like a side relationship or something, I add that in, you know, using the little drop-downs under the include feature. And then down at the very bottom, we've got, you know, under more options, it says search within results. And, you know, if someone comes in and says, hey, I'm looking for something where, you know, the Steve and Tony are in high school. So search within results, we put in like high school AU or we something like that. And, you know, it'll come up with a bunch of results and we kind of filter through them. And that's if we have an idea of what we're looking for. If we have no idea, we don't have the kind of details in our heads that the asker does. So we generally just post those. But, you know, that's just how I do it. I'm betting other people have better methods. So.
Well, it's not better because it works for you, but they might have different ones. So
exactly.
I think one of the interesting things about AO3 is that word archive in the kind of, you know, beginning of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of us stop to think about exactly what that means. Mm-hmm. But an archive really is a hosting site in a way that is so heavily searchable, but it's heavily searchable within its own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to know, you kind of have to know it to give you its best power, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why blogs like yours are such a great service, because I do think that a lot of people get very overwhelmed very quickly mm-hmm. with, because like you said, actually, I was just talking to Saber about this. A couple days ago on the POTS server about how there's not really a unified culture of tagging as much as we may think there is.
Mm-hmm.
And so not knowing quite how to tag things leads to not knowing quite how to find things. And it's kind of this whole big mess. So I think what you guys do is such an incredible service to fandom. So I'm so glad that you had that idea and that you were brave enough to chase it and put it into action.
Well, you know, it was really selfish because I wanted that fic really badly and I did end up finding it. So it was you know, all about me as usual.
Well, I'll tell you, most of us write fics that everybody else ends up loving because we wanted to write them. So I think on some levels, fandom is inherently selfish, but that doesn't mean it's bad.
No, absolutely not.
So, well, that is kind of what we're talking about, you know, fics you wanted to see. And I'm really curious as to kind of what are some fics that you would want to make sure our readers read, either that you've been reading recently or some of your all-time faves besides the four or five times Tony was kidnapped. kind of what would you recommend?
You know, such a hard question, because as probably all of your listeners, voracious reader of the Stony fic, I can tell you that the Courting Conundrum series by Ryoka, it is one of my favorites. I am a big fan of the Two-Point Perspective by Festive Ferret, which, you know, I could be a little bit biased, but it literally is one of my very favorites. I also really like Brave New World by It's All Avengers, which it is also amazing.
Those are three really solid ones. I haven't read that first one that you mentioned, so I'm definitely going to do that as soon as we get off this call.
Oh, do. It's there, I believe, three in the series, and they're adorable.
I love adorable, and I love Stony, so this works. Oh, well, S, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about fandom? Or about Stony, or about running Finding Stony, or anything else before we say goodbye?
You know, I know that a lot of your listeners are multi-fandom people. Finding Stony is actually branched out. So we also have Finding Stuckoni, and we have Finding Winter Iron, because like I said, my favorite character is Tony Stark. So we have all three blogs that are kind of, you know, Tony Stark-centric. And if you're looking for anything feel free to come by, join us. A lot of people use our blog as a way to find fic recommendations. We want to make sure that, you know, there, a lot of people send in really great summaries that have nothing to do with the summaries that are on the archive. And people find fiction they want to read because of the summaries that the users have provided. So come by, join us, follow us, and it's a great community. And please don't be shy about sending things in to us. The Anon is there for a reason, and we're happy to help as much as we can.
What an incredible service. Thank you so much for chatting with me, S.
All right. Thank you for having me.